All right, Rabbosei. We find ourselves at the end of Perek Yod Gimel, page Kuf Mem Tes, the end of the 13th chapter. So writes the Rambam, Acha Prishos Haros. Remember again, so we, in yesterday's shiur, we were discussing the idea, really already 2 days ago, we were discussing the idea that there's no such thing as legislated Prishos, because Prishos is a function of Chasidus. And although HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us to be tzaddikim, which means to follow his mitzvos, you can't demand of people to be chassidim. You can't demand of a person to be a chassid. And Prishus is a function, ultimately again, of chassidus. Sram Chal goes on, he says, however, not all Prishus is good. Achar Prishus hara hu kiderech hagoyim ascholim. He says there's bad Prishus, negative Prishus, and this is sometimes what you find amongst the Gentile nations. Asher lo dai she'inam lokchim min ha'olam, ma she'in lahem hechrech bo. See, it's not just enough that they don't take that which is unnecessary. Okay? You'll see what he means in just a moment. Ela shekvar yimnu'u me'atzmam gamas ha'muchroch, v'yiyasru gufam b'yisurim u'dvarim zorim asher lo chafetz bahem Hashem klal. But rather, what ends up happening is they end up going ahead and deprive themselves of things which are necessities. So what he's talking about over here is a more ascetic lifestyle. An ascetic lifestyle where a person not only denies themselves what we'll call pleasures, right? Or things that are not necessarily necessities, but a person even deprives themselves ultimately, again, of necessities. They afflict the body with all different forms of punishment. So we'll say, so again, what Ramchal over here is saying, and I will say this I think is often the way things are misinterpreted, that's when sometimes when people think about Prishus, so they think almost about a certain level of asceticism. But here Ramchal says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to be ascetics. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us ultimately again to deprive ourselves of those things which are really fundamental necessities to our basic health and to our basic normal satisfaction in life. Ela adrabo, chachamim amru asro li adam sheyesagiv atzmo. Chazal said a person is not permitted to afflict themselves. Ubeinyan tzedakah amru, when it comes to tzedakah, Chazal said, komisha tarach lito ve'inon notel. Any person who needs to accept tzedakah but doesn't accept tzedakah, hareza shofech damim. It's as if he's spilling his own blood. So what do you see from here? So first of all, you see from here that sometimes in life you have to take. So that we know, sometimes that you have to take. But in addition to that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to suffer. This is incredibly important. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to be ascetics and to suffer. V'chin amru, l'nefesh chaya, nef neshama shenasati b'cha hachaye osa. The Gemara says so beautifully, l'nefesh chaya, living soul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, the neshama that I put inside of you, bring it to life. Bring it to life. Take care of it. Take care of it. Give it what it needs. Va'amru, kala yoshev betainis nigrachote. The Gemara says, whoever goes ahead and fasts excessively is called a sinner. Ve'emidu, bidlo matzi mitzar nafshe. Ve'hilo ha'yomer, Hilo used to say, gobal nafsho ish chased al achilas haboker, va'yaroche is panav v'yadav l'chvot kono, kavachomer medikyonos hamalachim. So Hilo used to darshan based on the pasuk in Mishlei, gomel nafsho ish chesed. A person who takes care of his soul, he is a kind man. The idea being you have to take care of your body. So Hillel understood this to mean what? Eat a good breakfast. Yeah. Right? Wash your body. Meaning take care of yourself. And Hillel used to make a kal v'chomer to the statues of the kings. Right? The kings would often have statues of themselves. And it was someone's job to wipe down and to wash down the statues. So if the statue of the king is kept clean, quote-unquote, and vibrant, then of course, halachas kama v'kama, a person who is made b'tzelem elokim, has to be kept content as well. So we'll say the idea being, in a very profound fashion, that, and we'll say this, Ramchal started with this, but he ends with this, that people often think that the concept of precious is a din in becoming an ascetic, right? Means deprive yourself. To be harsh means to be separate. Deprivation. It doesn't mean deprivation, it means separation. two fundamentally different ideas. To deprive myself of things that's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for. First of all, I'll say this is in general. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be happy, doesn't want us to be miserable people. And the problem is, of course, is that when a person leads an ascetic lifestyle, at some point in time, it just engenders a certain level of personalistic misery. That's not what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to know ourselves, wants us to know our shortcomings, wants us to know what we're capable of doing, not capable of doing, wants us to understand that ultimately many things in life ultimately lead us down the pathway of sin if left unchecked. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us to go ahead and to draw our lines, right? To draw our buffers, to draw our borders, not between mutter and asr, but even in the realm of that which is mutter, in order to safeguard us from descending down the wrong pathway in life. That's precious. We'll say last paragraph, page Kuf Nun. Hari l'cha ha-klal ha-amidi. Says Ramchal, here is the real principle. She'kol ma'ashinu muchrach li'adah b'nyanei ha'olam hazeh, ro'ay lo she'yifrosh me'am. That's a very profound statement. Anything you don't really need in this world, better to do without it. Very profound. Anything you don't really need, better to do without it. V'chol ma'ashu muchrach lo, but anything, of course, that you need, me'izetam she'yif, for whatever the reason you need it, kevan shu muchrach lo, im hu poresh mimenu harei zechotei. If you need it, right, for whatever the reason you have that need, but if you need it and you deprive yourself of it, you are a sinner. I'll say, hear this? Says Ramchal, if you don't need it, better to do without it. If you don't need it, better to do without it. But if you need it and you deprive yourself, that's a terrible aveira. That's terrible aveira. Hineza klal ne'eman. Says Ramchal, this is an important principle. An important principle. Ach mishpat hapratim al pi haklal hazeh, eino masr ele al shikol hadas, ulefi sichlo yuhulalish. A Kresher will say, espousing principles is always the easy part. It's the application of the principles to life, which is much more complicated. So this model over here is of if you don't need it, then essentially don't utilize it. But if you do need it, then of course go ahead and what? Of course go ahead and make sure to have it in life. You know, it's like, on one hand, it makes an incredible amount of sense. On the flip side, what's the challenge, right? The challenge is, how do you know what you need versus what you want? What's a necessity versus what's a luxury? What should I do? So of course, again, but you have to at least start with the principle. He goes on, he says, ki efshar lekabeis kol hapratim ki rabim heim. But say sometimes it's difficult to go ahead and bring together all of the details because they are many. Vein seichala adam yochal lahakif al kulam. Ela davar davar biito. We'll say such a profound thing. It says Ramchal, as much as I would love to kind of go ahead and put before you an entire construct, right? An entire construct. And in that construct, I'll tell you ultimately again what you should focus on, what you shouldn't focus on, what you do need, what you don't need. It is impossible to develop a comprehensive construct like that. Therefore, what does he say? Ela davar davar biito. Each thing in its time. Each thing in its time. So essentially, again, develop the model. And the model is, if you need it in life, then of course, go ahead and use it. Of course, go ahead and use it and enjoy it. If you don't need it, better to do without it. How to apply that principle in life? Davar davar bi'ito. Just got to take it one day at a time, one situation at a time. And hopefully, if you think it through, the principle will guide you in the right way. Well, so what's up over here for today? We're going to pick up Emir Hashem, Perek Yudalud, new Perek tomorrow. Continuing in the Midah of Precious. Shukoyach.